Just to get back, Joe, to this issue of RT-PCR. Now, what are you looking at when you do RT-PCR that it gives you some kind of input in terms of HER2? What are you actually measuring compared to when you measure FISH and IHC?
Stepping backwards, what we start with usually is a measure of protein expression by immunohistochemistry. And what we've been talking about as a next step generally has been looking for gene amplification by FISH, by fluorescent in situ hybridization. And in general, when there is gene amplification by FISH, there's almost always protein overexpression. RT-PCR is a semi-quantitative way of looking at RNA expression or the intermediary. So it's just another way of really analyzing the same pathway. And there is emerging information about the correlation between RNA expression and both gene amplification and protein overexpression.
Tom?
I think it will take correlation with RT-PCR expression in response to trastuzumab therapy done in the setting of a randomized trial, and I think that will be forthcoming. And ultimately, that is the question that we're trying to answer is, will this test predict response to a given therapy? So that the best way to evaluate the tests are in the context of these trials.
Do you know? Does anybody know what's going on?
Genomic Health right now have data on their RT-PCR correlation with external results for HER2 in terms of IHC and FISH. And my understanding is that they are conducting some also internal testing.